Let's talk about three Singapore stocks that keep paying you dividends, because I know that Singaporeans, we are very obsessed over dividend stocks and passive income and cash flow, all this stuff. But I want to be very clear about this context, because I am not a dividend income investor. I am primarily focusing on capital growth, total returns, and that's because at my current age group, which is around 30s plus, I think I have a long runway to really capitalize on the growth over the long term. But I do understand that some viewers, they may prefer a dividend income approach because they really enjoy the cash flow. Maybe they are so funding their retirement. So this video is really for all those who are really focusing on dividends. And it will really be a concept of business case studies where I lay out the facts to educate the public about all these dividend trends and history. So for those who really focus on dividends, this video is for you. And I'm going to say it out first that I'm not going to include banks or REITs. But you have to understand that banks and REITs, being more cyclical in nature, their returns and their performance really depend heavily on interest rates and macroeconomic conditions. In fact, if we look at it during the pandemic, Singapore banks face dividend caps due to regulatory requirements. And that is going to impact your dividend income strategy if you have relied solely on banks for dividend incomes. Now, don't even get me started on REITs, because they rely heavily on debt financing, property valuation, rental renewals, and occupancy rates, which are all very cyclical in nature. And during a high interest environment, all the rising interest rates will impact their bottom line and affect your dividend payouts. Also, if you're a Singapore REIT investor, I'm sure you are familiar with all the REITs that are doing rights issues or private placements, all these actions that impact shareholders and will impact the dividend stability. So to me, banks and REITs, it's not that they are really good or bad, but it just fits a totally different profile, and you really need to be very careful about the macroeconomic conditions when you are investing in such companies. So for today's purpose, we will just focus on those companies and businesses with a more steady industry and profile. And if you want to discuss more about investing, come and join us at over 22,000 members in the Honey Money SG Telegram group for free right now. Let's start with our first company of today, and that is S68 Singapore Exchange, or SGX. And to give you a quick overview of what SGX does as a business, they primarily earn from listings, clearing fees, and derivatives volume. So they earn from securities and exchange. And I'm very sure that majority of you who are watching this video, you all would have been customers of SGX because you have purchased or sold shares through the SGX market. And all these fees, clearing fees, regulatory fees will be paid to the Singapore Exchange, which also means it is kind of like a monopoly, right? You have to go through this exchange, and the activity stays resilient even during economic downturns, especially during economic downturns, because more people want to trade stocks or, you know, invest during a market crash. And that's why when market is good and everyone want to buy stocks, they will increase SGX business. And when market is down, then all those crash buyers will also want to buy more stocks. So SGX earn from both ways. But let's look at some of the facts about SGX dividends. So if you look at the dividend per share trend, for FY23, it is around 32.5 cents. FY24, it is 34.5 cents. And then the recent FY25 is 37.5 cents. So you can see that it is steadily increasing over time, right? There is a very strong dividend history of SGX paying out part of its profits to the shareholders. And even during the COVID pandemic period in 2020, even during the market crash, SGX continued to pay out steady dividends. So that is an indicator of a strong business and a strong moat. So when you are investing for dividends, it's very important to look at companies who have a stable cash flow and steady dividend history so that they won't cripple during times of recession, market crash, volatility. You're still assured of getting your dividend right into your bank account. And speaking about SGX, I have very good news for all the investors who prefer to hold their stocks in the CDP account, because you can now link your CDP account inside the Moomoo SG app and trade stocks directly into CDP. So how to link? On your Moomoo app, go to the magnifying glass icon and search for CDP. Then click link CDP account, input your CDP account number and agree with the T&Cs. Once you have submitted, it will take 1 to 3 business days to verify. And the good news is that link users can enter the 100% win rate lucky draw and stand a chance to win a gold bar worth 1,500 Singapore dollars. For the trading fees of Moomoo CDP, it is 0.1% of the trade value with a minimum $4.99, which is much cheaper than other brokers with CDP account trading fees of minimum $25. And if you are new to Moomoo, sign up with my exclusive link or the promo code HMSG999 and you can enjoy up to $1,315 of welcome rewards, including an exclusive $60 of NVIDIA stocks only available through my channel. So sign up for a Moomoo account using my link here or scan the QR code and start your investment or trading journey with Moomoo Singapore today. Now for the second company, let's look at S63, ST Engineering. And I'm sure some of you have heard of this company, but not sure what it does. So their business operates in various industries like defense, aerospace services, engineering and smart city solutions. And recently, they have also jumped on the AI train by capitalizing on AI to improve their operations. And what I like about ST Engineering is that many of their projects run on long-term contracts with steady cash flow because they are like a government link company. Let's take a look at ST Engineering dividends based on their dividend history. For FY2023, it is at 16 cents, FY2024 at 17 cents, and FY2025 at 12 cents year to date. And if we look at the recent year dividend history, it has gradual increase, slow but steady increase. Likewise, if you look at the COVID pandemic period, they have maintained their dividend payouts through global uncertainty due to stable business and essential business demand. All right, the last company for today, that is CJLU NetLink NBN Trust. You may not have heard of this company, but I'm sure you're using one of their services, which is Optic Fiber Broadband Network. So NetLink runs the nationwide fiber broadband network, which is why you can enjoy your very fast fiber broadband today. And I'm very sure you and I can agree that fiber broadband is an essential service. It is steady, and even during recessions, you will need to use the internet. Okay, nobody in this world can survive without internet now, unless you're not using it for work or personal life. And also, the good thing about this business is that it is highly regulated because it is quite capital intensive, right, to lay all the fiber optic cables, which reduces volatility during business uncertainty periods. Now, having covered NetLink's background, let's take a look at their dividends. For the latest semi-annual distribution between 1st April and 30th September 2025, it was at 2.71 cents per unit. And the previous distributions ranged from 2.5 to 2.6 cents per unit. And I'm very sure you can look at this dividend trend and agree that it is modest but consistent distribution growth. So like I said, slow and steady increasing dividend history. And even during COVID pandemic period 2020 and 2021, the dividend payout was still very steady. And this is when broadband usage increased because all of us need to work from home, right? Work from home means what? We need internet connectivity. Okay, then we need to apply for fiber broadband. Then regardless of which telco you choose, you still have to pay the NetLink fees. Whether the telco want to absorb for you is another matter. So this is why NetLink business is very resilient in Singapore context. So if you forgot everything I said in this video, I just want to summarize that these three companies, SGX, ST Engineering, and NetLink Trust, are some of the Singapore companies who continue to pay steady dividends, whether during crisis, whether during pandemic, or business volatility, because they have such a consistent business cash flow revenue generator. And you would realize that they share very similar traits, like essential or recurring demand sectors. For example, SGX, during pandemic, we all still want to buy and sell stocks, right? For ST Engineering, they still have to provide services for the defense and engineering, even during crisis. And for NetLink Trust, like I said, it is an essential service. Whether in crisis or not, you still need internet optic fiber cables. So with a steady business, it comes with predictable cash flow, whether from listing fees, whether from long-term contracts, or regular broadband revenue. All these are generating sufficient consistent cash flow for them to earn money so that they can pay it out to the shareholders as dividends. Also, one thing that many investors overlook is the conservative financing. You realize that they have a rather low debt level, so they are less affected by rising interest rates, which impacts their borrowing costs compared to other industries like REITs. Also, one very important point is that they are recession-proof businesses. Like I said, whether rain or shine, whether good times or bad times, the demand for their business do not fall during recession, which keeps their dividends stable. And that is a very important point if you are investing for dividends, for income. If you find that all this market news, market analysis is too complicated, I also want to show you an example of how I use Moomoo to research on companies and how they are paying the dividends. So for example, CJLU NetLink, I type it and search it on Moomoo, I can easily find the dividend yield, the historical trend, and the dividend history. All these features are really useful for viewers who want to research dividend patterns without jumping through multiple websites. So if you want the convenience, Moomoo is for you. So if you want to try out Moomoo, remember to check the link in description below. But let's take a step back. I want to come back to this point on dividend investing, because for myself, I'm not a dividend investor. I'm more of a total return investor. So I focus more on capital growth, things that can grow more in capital gains, because I have the long runway as a 20, 30 year old. Okay, you have 40, 50 years to compound your returns. But for retirees, you know, you all don't have a job ready, you all need the cash flow coming in, then I think dividend is very suitable. But I want to put it out there that a high dividend today does not guarantee long-term performance, especially if the business is not growing. No point paying you all these dividends and then the business is not even growing their top line, which is the revenue, right? And it is a fact that company that can reinvest their profits back into their business, whether for R&D, whether for growth, whether for investing in new assets of the business, they can grow much faster and bigger than those mature, stable companies who are already paying out dividends. And this is the main reason why I focus on total returns and treat dividends as a business quality and not the main goal. So I hope that my three case studies for three different businesses has really helped you in the form of education, definitely not along the line of financial advice, because it's just presenting the facts of dividends and how the company is run. So you still have to look at your own investment risk appetite, whether it fits your situation. And if you're not really sure how to invest for beginners, I do have an investing for beginners video, which you can check it out right here.